President Trump had this to say before leaving for the border today.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will.
It's unclear how much his border visit will actually change anyone's mind. A meeting between the president and Democratic congressional leaders yesterday ended with the president walking out. Here's how Vice President Mike Pence explained it.
He asked Speaker Pelosi that if he opened things up quickly, if he reopened the government quickly, would she be willing to agree to funding for a wall or a barrier on the southern border? And when she said no, the president said goodbye.
Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a slightly different version of events.
And then a few minutes later, he sort of slammed the table. And when Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said, we have nothing to discuss.
So it is now day 20 of the partial federal government shutdown, and both sides are still stuck into their respective positions. Mercedes Schlapp is White House Director of Strategic Communications, and she joins us now to talk about the view from the White House on all this. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So the president's going to the border today in Texas to make his case again for a border wall. Moments ago, we spoke with Republican Congressman Will Hurd, who represents the district containing more than 200 miles of border with Mexico. And this is what he told us about his conversations with border agents.
They do say there are some physical barriers that's needed, but I've never had anybody tell me that building a wall from sea to shining sea is something that they actually need.
How is President Trump getting such different information about the efficacy of a border wall than the congressman who represents the biggest border district in the country?
Actually, he's not, because if you hear clearly what Congressman Will Hurd mentioned, he said that they don't want to build a wall from sea to shining sea. The president has not said he's going to build a wall from or a physical barrier from sea to shining sea. Our goal has been to listen to the needs of the Border Patrol agents. That is why we have identified the $5.6 billion, which would ensure operational control of the southern border. That means that it would be about 238 miles that would be with physical barrier that would be built. And as well, that this takes into account the 10 top priorities that the Customs Border Patrol agents have identified as the real need, where we know we can place physical barrier there. And as we know, the numbers show that that the walls work. And so I think that's the key here, is the fact that no one is saying we're going to build it from sea to shining sea. But as Congressman Hurd said, the walls, these physical barriers do work in some ways.
He actually didn't go on to say whether or not physical barriers are as effective as a combination of technology, better communications, more manpower on the border. And that's what Democrats also make that case, that it needs to be everything, and that to see so specifically on a border wall doesn't make sense, definitely not for $5.7 billion.
Well, interestingly enough, Rachel, we had Senator Schumer who has said recently that the walls are ineffective. However, you look back at videos and comments that he has made where he has said that physical barriers, that we should secure a border with physical barriers. So I feel that there is a sense of almost a two-sidedness of where the Democrats are on this issue. Look, we have come with a good faith offer. The president and the negotiations, which are being led by Vice President Pence, have put together a proposal that contains Democrat requests. And so we're trying to find that compromise. And sadly, they just simply refused to negotiate and
so
refused to counteroffer.
As you know, Democrats' position is that it's the White House that's refusing to negotiate, not willing to budge on the $5.7 billion number, and insisting that the government not reopen. House Democrats passed a bill yesterday to reopen parts of the government, including Treasury and the IRS, that have to deal with tax day coming up. Eight Republicans, including Congressman Hurd, voted with Democrats on that bill. How do you convince the American people that the shutdown is worth it when not even all Republican lawmakers think that?
Look, unfortunately, we have our federal workers who are stuck in the middle of this. We need the Democrats to come to the table and come with a counteroffer. They have not offered us anything. The only thing they keep
saying
is
they want to reopen government and continue to negotiate.
See, what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday at that meeting, and I was at that meeting, the president said, okay, Nancy, if we reopen the government, can we get funding for the border security in 30 days? And Nancy Pelosi said no.
So the president is explicitly using the shutdown as leverage.
The Democrats have been exposed. They have no desire to negotiate. Nancy Pelosi made that very clear that she is not going to fund border security, despite the fact that our proposal contains elements that the Democrats care about and want.
She has said she wants to fund border security. She doesn't want a wall. She doesn't want a physical barrier.
We've asked her several times to ask her what her definition of border security is, and unfortunately she has not been able to tell us.
Which is why they argue that the debate should continue. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of federal employees aren't going to get a paycheck tomorrow.
Let me ask you, Rachel, do you think that there's a crisis on the border?
Not my job to answer that question.
Right.
And I think what your point is that Democrats do agree that there is a situation that needs to be addressed, that border security needs to be enhanced. So that seems like a point of negotiation.
Absolutely. So let's negotiate. So let's get there. We have been for weeks before Christmas saying, let's negotiate. Let's get to the table. Come to a solution.
But people point out it doesn't seem fair to hold the government hostage while tens of thousands of federal workers don't get a paycheck.
Look, it is very unfortunate that we have the federal workers caught in the middle of this. And that is why the Democrats need to work with Republicans and the president to reopen this government.
White House Director of Strategic Communications, Mercedes Schlapp, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.